We've gathered to share an old story, familiar and dearly loved. Yet somehow, every year, the wonder of it all becomes new once more. Our hearts are stirred to celebrate, to sing, to repeat the sounding joy. We find ourselves wanting to say to all who will listen, pay attention, there's something in the air. It's both a whisper from the past and a song of hope for eternity. Bethlehem lay in darkness that night so long ago. The shepherds out in the hills had settled in, and all was quiet except for the crackling of the dying embers of a campfire and the rustling of a few restless lambs. But heaven had a surprise in store. Midnight became bright with the glory of the angelic host sharing the good news of great joy, a love song that fell across the hillside like a blanket of peace, a love song that the shepherds would hear.
Touch their hearts.
There was no room in the inn, no room for heaven's amazing gift of love, no room for the long-awaited Messiah, no room for our only hope of salvation, no room. Time and again, these two simple words stir our hearts, and we vow to make sure it never happens with us. Our prayer becomes, Father, don't let me fill Christmas with anything but Jesus, who is the reason and why he came the way he did. Bethlehem night, the shepherds in the hills. When did the song of the heavenly host, the scene of the baby asleep in the manger, when did it become the narrative we cherish today? Mary had stored all these memories in her heart for so long, and Luke must have listened in wonder as she recounted every detail. But they couldn't have imagined how every word would lead us back to the manger each year to fall in worship. Thank you. John wrote, "And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we saw his glory, glory as the only begotten from the Father, full of grace and truth." This is Jesus, the Savior that shepherds worshiped when they found him in the manger. He is the one we worship today.
Thank you.
Noel. It's an ancient word that is synonymous with Christmas. It signifies the Savior's birth. It implies a shout of joy and a song of praise. It calls us to return to the manger to behold the miracle of Emmanuel, God with us. In a distant land, men who had devoted their lives to study and learning saw the new star God had prepared to celebrate the incarnation of his Son. They interpreted the sign in the sky just as the Almighty intended, as the birth of a king who should be honored. And so they came to give him costly gifts befitting royalty, but nothing could have truly prepared them for the poor king like Jesus.
Thank you.
book of Luke says, after the shepherds had seen him, they told everyone. They reported what the angel had said about this child. All who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. And just like those shepherds, once we find Jesus, once we understand the incredible gift we've been given, we can't keep it to ourselves. This is the good news we have to share. It's Christmas.